My name is Russ. My call sign is K5TUX, and I'm co-host of Linux and the Ham Shack podcast.
And I'm Bill, NE4RD, also co-host of the Linux and the Ham Shack podcast.
Excellent. Well, tell us all about Linux and the Ham Shack podcast.
All right. Well, I'll start at the beginning. Linux and the Ham Shack podcast was started by myself and Richard Bailey, KB5JBB, back in October of 2008. So we were doing podcasts before podcasting was cool and all the famous people had podcasts. We chose a topic that was very niche at the time and persists to this day, Linux and the Ham Shack, all about using Linux or what? We have an interruption.
I need a thumb drive. Are these all good?
Yeah. The ones that are printed. Those should all be good. Yeah.
Okay.
Good. How good at editing are you?
We're going to find out.
Okay. The podcast was started in 2008 by myself and Richard, KB5JBB. He was the one who was actually the brainchild of the whole thing. He chose a niche market, Linux in the Ham Shack, which is discussing open source and Linux use for Ham Shack operations specifically. We've kind of broadened the scope over the last 16 years to include, you know, satellite work, open source, community topics, technology, and all that kind of stuff. But if it has something that's even tangentially relation with Linux open source or ham radio, that's what the show is about. We do everything from installing an operating system to choosing a logger or how to use FT8 or what's the new greatest technology in ham radio, and try and bring in all the movers and the shakers who are doing software development and get that information out to everybody.
Well, anything else you want people to know? What's your latest episode?
So, latest episode is 544. That was the last one we put out, I think. Hopefully my numbers are not wrong, but it's close, somewhere around 544. So yeah, we do have a few. We produce them generally weekly. They come out, we record them live via Discord on Sundays, and then they come out usually about midweek. So
yeah, so they can join us live on Discord at 8 p.m. on Sundays Central Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. On our Discord channel, and you can get the invite directly from our website, lhspodcast.info. Yep. And we do three different types of shows.
We do one where we take a single topic and do an in-depth episode on it, everything from a 30,000-foot overview right down into, you know, potentially network internals and whatever the topic requires. And then we do a light topics episode or a short topics episode where we do news, things that don't require, you know, in-depth analysis or anything like that.
Usually. Not timely news.
Not necessarily timely news.
It's right. Most likely news stories that were of interest to us that we pinned, and it'll be related to Linux, right. Or it'll be related to open source, or ham radio, or both.
Right, together. But just doesn't require an in-depth analysis or anything like that. But you're not going to find, like, the latest contest calendar or anything like that. There's plenty of shows for that, so we don't do that. And then the third show is one where we just choose a random topic, and we banter about a random topic, and we do it usually over alcohol, and it's usually a lot of fun. So,
yeah, it's called The Weekender.
The Weekender,
and he does awesome reviews of scotches, bourbons, and everything else within the context of The Weekender review. And we have over 100 and how many of those?
116.
116 Weekender. Wow. So he has reviewed and taken the suffering for many. On some really bad.
He does the wine and beer, and I usually hit the hard stuff. And
excellent.
We always have a good time. So
yeah, it's fun.
All right, that's right up my alley. All right, last question: if you weren't doing Linux and the Ham Shack, what kind of podcast would you be doing?
I would not be doing a podcast because I'd be a bartender at a tiki bar somewhere in the Caribbean, and that would be my life. So
I'd be doing a bartender podcast.
That's right. I would be doing The Weekender, but just The Weekend. That would be what I'd be doing. So,
and I would probably just be doing radio scouting. Because I'm also K2BSA. So.
Yeah, unfortunately, we have a running gag where you'll find that somehow the Boy Scouts slip into an episode at least for 20 or 30 seconds almost every time. So.
Well, yeah. Got to do my job as president, sure. Call sign, custodian of the K2BSA.
So, if you're into radio scouting at all, you know, you'll probably get a little bit of that, too.